Yo, what up? What up? Welcome back. Welcome back to the Players Podcast. Our podcast. The podcast for the players. Hey, hey, the Player Podcast. What's going down, man? We back. Trying to do the thing, you know what I'm saying? We got everybody in here, and we got another special guest. We had to come back one more time. We got the ladies in here. We got my nigga Dre, Big Thump Dog in here.
What's going
down, nigga? And we got a couple things we're gonna go over real quick. There's a lot of shit going on out here, a little crazy little shit. These niggas be fucking thirsty. These ladies be thirsty.
It's both
for sure.
So sexual harassment, right? That's the first topic. So, what do you consider sexual harassment as a woman? Let me just ask you, Tyshia, if you was to say that was sexual harassment, what would that nigga had to have done?
Obviously coming at me sexually, but you know, I don't think it's just like.
But it's one sexual, time, like, is that harassment though? If you just be like, damn,
I mean,
girl,
like,
I'm
aggressive. Yeah, like, if you just, like, I'm gonna fuck, you wanna see my dick. Like, you know, like, just crazy, you know? I don't know. Guys be kind of crazy. So, aggressive. Like, stuff like that. So like, just overly aggressive.
Okay.
You know? Especially if I say I don't want, you know, to have nothing to do with you. Don't keep, you know, don't keep going.
Okay. All right.
So it's kind of.
What you think, Dre? How far would it have to go?
Oh, man.
Hey, I can't be sexually harassed.
No, actually, it's possible. Because I got like a chick at my workplace that is like really aggressive. She'll go grabbing for things and shit like that. But, you know, you try not to, you don't want to tell on her. And like that, but, it's I mean, I could tell you a couple times and stop, but it's gonna keep going eventually, something's gonna have to happen.
It's right.
I don't know if I'm gonna get HR involved or, you know, have one of my homegirls get involved or, you know.
Because if I'm telling you no, you know what I'm saying? Like, give me some room, baby.
Yeah, give me some room.
God damn. Shit, I like you too. Or if I don't like you, really back the fuck up.
Yeah, you're cool. We can be friends like you should.
Right. Good damn. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling. It's like.
You ain't had no sexual harassment situation?
No.
No?
It's like, I ain't gonna tell. I'm just gonna cuss you out. So you probably want me to tell. So.
So you just gonna be as mean as possible?
No. I'll do it in a nice way.
Okay.
But if I tell you, warning comes before destruction. So if I tell you, back off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't like that. Stop. It's gonna get ugly.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I used to get sexually harassed for real, like really sexually harassed, like stuff. Like that girl, damn near fucking molested. Any unwanted sexual advance, a look, a touch, a comment, a joke. Okay. So there's a definition of this shit.
He said there's a definition.
Like, obviously. That sounded like a definition to me.
Have y'all been sexually harassed?
Well, shit. Yeah, I used to be in class with this girl, man. And, nigga. Like you said, like, hey, man. You know what I'm saying? We in class. What is you doing? Why do you want to do this now? That's another thing I don't understand. Why wouldn't we be doing that shit? My wife be doing that shit sometimes. We'll be like chilling with the kids and shit.
Bust out moment.
Yeah, right. Like, oh, bust out moment number one.
And she want to fuck around. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I feel like that's not necessarily sexual harassment.
No.
But you know, like, when I'm uncomfortable, like, girl, chill, nigga. What the fuck is wrong with this other nigga? We in class.
Yeah.
She just be like, shit, I don't give a fuck. Let me see, nigga.
Man.
Damn.
Shit.
Yeah, that shit was rough, nigga. It was uncomfortable. Uncomfortable as shit. Especially because I was already having sex by then. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like, damn, girl, like, your energy is way over here. I need you back up. I ain't in my pants and shit. You making me hot in the pants, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people get confused is that you don't even have to be aggressive like that, and you have the right patience. And eventually, like for us men, girls was either they start liking you, want to give it to you, or,
yep.
You know. But a lot of these guys, they just can't keep their hands to themselves. Mm-hmm. They don't want to wait.
Doing too much. They might already like you. You probably mess it up.
Yeah, right. Mess it up. Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. Being aggressive ain't bad. But wait till we make it there first.
Yeah.
So, okay, where should they, what areas should they be aggressive in?
I mean, depending on.
So I'm saying, you said it ain't bad necessarily.
No, but if I'm showing you interest back, okay, then that's different.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But don't be overly aggressive.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel that. What you think? Like, with the aggressive part, if you want some aggression?
Just a little bit.
In the beginning?
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, chase a little bit. But not too, you know, not too much.
Don't scare me.
Right. Yeah, don't scare me. Like, oof. Right. Become a stalker. Like, you know, the show You. Like, now that's, you know.
Yeah,
that is
crazy.
Okay, so.
I didn't even know why I'm kind of waiting for season 3.
Yeah.
You got a new one.
I can't wait.
I was like, real lady, you need to move. The lady's looking at that lady on the fence at the end.
Like, he was like,
damn, bitch.
For her to become just like him, like, all right.
Mm-hmm. And like season 1, he was aggressive, but he actually displayed some patience because when she was messing around with other dudes, like, he was just watching.
Yeah. Right. I thought he was gonna attack.
She would have disgusted me, like, ugh.
I'm like, shoot him.
You dirty bitch. You cheating on me.
She
don't even know.
Mm-hmm. Like,
but it's crazy. It's just like, imagine somebody watching you through your window every day. Like,
that shit creeped me out though. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's a lot of people in the world. Like, who the fuck wanna watch your eyes? But it's like, you start thinking about that shit though. Like, hey, nigga, what the fuck? Do people do this?
Right. They really do.
Like, telling you and shit. He'll be right 2 or 3 steps behind him just watching me. I'm like, nigga, that shit.
See, that's too aggressive. But you can be a little aggressive. But that's crazy. Like, killing her friends and all that. You know, like, that's just doing too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the fact that he never got caught.
I know. Mm-hmm. He wiggled out of some shit.
Mm.
He had kidnapping motherfuckers and shit.
Yeah, that big ass story.
Sexual.
Like, damn. Feeding niggas through the hole in the box.
Right. And the fact that nobody ever went to the basement.
So we're talking about the show You.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That was scary, man. Mm-hmm. Real. Like, god damn. He's a little dude, too. Like,
he is.
You know? That's Joe's ass. Yeah.
Like, god damn. Man, what's that? Yeah, I guess I wouldn't want that either from a girl. That should have made me, like, that would definitely turn me off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're doing too much. Like, shit.
So, do you think that guys get sexually harassed, though?
Hell yeah, we get sexually harassed.
Or not, like, as often?
Or y'all just don't say nothing?
Yeah, or y'all like it. Like, I mean.
A lot of guys don't say nothing, but, I mean, y'all attracted to somebody. And,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just like how you guys, how women don't find certain men attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Us, we're the same. We're the same people, so we don't do it. But so it kind of does get a little bit out of hand when they're like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, girls just have a different way of doing it because they do say certain things that kind of make you want to cave in, like like just voluntarily. Hey, I do want to talk to you. I'm like, oh yeah,
right.
No, no, no strange things. Like, hey,
right. That's why I say guys kind of like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like to be like sexually harassed. Mm-hmm. I think.
But if she's not desirable,
yeah.
Like, she needs to stop harassing me. All right, get your ass back.
You got to chill a little, buddy.
Your hands are strong on me.
Someone said, I think you got to be not attracted to report it.
So you don't think a fine-ass woman could be like I'm in a situation with Tyshia?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Say, like, you know, well, obviously I am in a situation, but say I was like, maybe at a job or something, this fine ass woman just keep on me, like, nah, for real, like, let's go to the car and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, y'all, I'm gonna have to tell on that bitch. Like, if she won't stop, I don't know what else to do.
Okay, but what if you're single?
Yeah. If I'm single, then we probably gonna be outside in the car.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I like her, and see, that's that shit, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, right, we're saying it's better to take your time with that shit, because you never know who you're fucking with.
Right.
She might turn out to be crazy or the you.
Right. Know?
But I don't know, man. I hate to, because I ain't never told on nobody, you know what I'm saying? But damn, girl, get your pussy in your pants.
Yeah. Right. Give it to somebody else.
Right.
Or give it to somebody else.
He said, I do, but shit, what if she's the best you got? She supports you, but crazy.
Mm.
I'm in that situation right now, my brother. You see that girl you're looking at? There you go. Support you like a mother. Kill your ass. Hey,
you do, man. I don't think that'll be
considered
sexual harassment.
Yeah. So I heard that Minnie Mouse in the back, the Minnie Mouse, hey, you like Minnie Mouse? That's Wifey's work bag.
Oh,
God. Got work shit in there. Shout out to Blue Wrist and Little
People. People just be always noticing stuff in our house.
You can't be the same between men and women.
That's true. This week is the Minnie, like what?
So, okay. Now, can somebody fine be doing too much, though? Too
early? Yes. Yes.
Is it on the lady side? Okay. All right. You see him and you're like, ooh, yeah, okay. But then he started fucking up.
Mm-hmm. Because it's always the fine ones that think they can just get anything. Do whatever you, and, get
touch your butt.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. As a youngster, once I noticed booty, hips and ass.
Yeah.
This is, you know, this is about elementary school when I first started, you know what I'm saying, realizing that there was a shape and shit.
Thank you.
Yeah, nigga, sometimes you want to grab on the ass, you be like, ew. But I had to learn quick, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be doing that shit.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
Mm-hmm. You can't be doing that shit.
Trying to do some shit.
If she don't, yeah. For real. Like, damn. You
say
grab
you got older women doing too much touching.
It's them too.
The
cougars.
They are.
Old ass, strong ass smell. Like, damn, girl. White diamonds.
Not the white diamonds.
Right. Shit, baby.
Yeah.
What, you going through menopause?
Mm-hmm. And the older men too. Like,
yeah. Oh, especially the older men are aggressive. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
I mean, aggressive.
Yes. They're super. They're like, baby.
They don't care.
Take care of you. Like, you know?
Right.
They want to take you. Yeah, but back up.
Right. I mean, we all want a sugar daddy. We just don't want to give up the sugar.
Yeah,
right.
Is that fair, though?
Yes.
Yeah. How's that fair? You want something? I mean, he's paying for something.
I mean,
okay, but offer. You. Huh?
They offer.
That too. That too. That's true. That is true. They'd be like, you know.
And 9 times out of 10, you're not going to last anyway. So let's not waste my time, nor yours.
Well, damn, Bree.
No, I'm just saying. Like.
So you're saying if you was to do that, it would only be for him. So you don't want to do that shit.
What do you mean?
You used to let him hit it.
He's not going to hit it. I'm old men saying. Did not turn me on.
Okay.
All
right.
Yeah,
sure.
Me either.
Ugh, no.
Sure. Yeah, old women. There's some like, old women that's pretty sexy. I ain't going to lie, but as far as like. You'd be like, I don't know if I can run around with you every day. You seem like you'd be falling asleep and shit.
Falling asleep.
Bitches, they be trying to dance and shit. You've seen them TikToks and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all know your ass took a nap after that shit.
That's me. Nap all day.
He said they just want someone to take care of them before they turn to the grave.
Yep, put me on that wheel.
Wow.
No, I'm playing.
That nigga doing it.
Being rude to train number one. No, I'm playing.
Oh, well, my God. God damn.
I'm playing. No.
All right. I'll watch your ass next time. Nah, okay. I mean, I actually feel that, though. Because it's like, why would I be fucking with somebody old?
Right.
I mean, why would you be fucking with somebody my age? You probably got kids my age.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of weird.
If you're older than my dad, it's not. No.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. And two, they're stuck in their ways. They think you're their child.
Exactly.
Too, you know, that's what I feel like.
That's sad.
It is, man. I mean, I don't know if I would be doing that, man. If I was old, I don't know if I'd be doing that, like trying to pay for girls' lives and shit. You gotta be a bored ass nigga.
Literally. And then they think you ain't got no life. Like, nah, just because you lived yours, I still have to live mine.
He said, "Mommy, daddy issues, maybe."
Yeah, maybe, but that's kind of gross too, right?
She did. I heard a girl say that in a song. She said, "My soul searching for a father." Something like that. Donnie Blanco.
Okay.
Fucking with older niggas, like shit. I mean, it was a lot of girls that used to do that shit from high school.
Oh yeah,
getting dropped off and shit. Like, oh damn.
Middle school was kind of rough too. I was like, hey, you know, fucking with some niggas in high school. We got sixth grade, seventh grade. Hold on, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, I had to turn and look at the niggas too. Like, hold on, bro, why is you over here?
Back then, it wasn't that. I ain't gonna lie, because I do like older men.
Mm-hmm.
But now you look at it, it's like
not older though.
Yeah,
like older,
great,
but not older.
Yeah,
like back then,
not like right, not like I'm in school, you out of school, not like that. But
For me, I don't
know. Because the ones that was our age was always too immature. You know, playing around. Still? Stupid. Yeah. So the older ones was a little like, ooh, you know.
Mm-hmm. A little excitement, a little razzle dazzle. Mm-hmm. Right. You got a bike.
Okay. Hey, yeah, the older ladies, I ain't gonna lie, man.
He said age ain't nothing but a number. But it's on preference.
That depends, because, I mean, we, like us, when we grew up in Park Hill, so, you know, we used to have a lot of big homies that was messing with girls we go to school with. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is like in the late 20s, 30s, and it's like, you don't even think nothing of it that, back then, thank but you. Now that you're older, mm-hmm. like, that's not okay.
Yeah, like, bro.
Yeah, about that.
Some pedophile ways, man.
Yeah, man, yeah. At a certain point, it starts to get weird. You know, in high school, for me, I just wouldn't talk to girls I was under my grade. Like, nah, you cute, you cute. Yeah, you got a little bit of booty back there. I see it. Like, nah.
Oh, my God.
All right, no, I'm not going to be short.
But, too, it's
kind of
different for guys. Because if you talk to younger ladies, then you're kind of looked at a certain way. Then if, you know, if we were to look or talk to men, or boys, you know, that were older.
Mm-hmm. I mean, hey, you see what happened to... What's her name? Jada Pickett. They really drug her ass.
Yeah.
Augustine.
They both grown.
Entanglement,
huh? Yeah.
Poor Will.
Even after. I feel bad for nigga. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
Like, damn, he really fucked her ass. You got this young nigga getting my pussy. Yeah.
I mean, but was he not out there getting some?
I thought he had a mistress, too.
Oh, did he?
I think he did.
He probably did. I think
she looked young, you know. She didn't look like she was their age.
I'm like, Will Smith ain't ugly by far. So it's like,
she had to get some. He's getting it.
It be on people.
Maybe it was
just funny. It just went too public.
Yeah.
He said that's because we have choices, women.
But women can't really be putting themselves out there. Older women, when they're messing with younger men, because it seemed like the younger men is the ones who's telling. There's no other talking. Because nobody would ever know that situation if August didn't speak up.
Oh, right. He did that shit.
Because he was in love. He was in love. And he couldn't do it. Yeah. He couldn't take it, you know, further with
she
her.
She was fucking the shit out that nigga. Loving the shit out of him.
She probably was.
Bro, that nigga was probably in the village. Going again. Going again, nigga.
Right.
You know, they say the older the ladies get, the hornier y'all get.
She damaged him, too.
She did. That nigga
sucks, man.
He sucks. I ain't really peep him like that. Tyshe used to listen to him a lot, though.
I like him. August.
Yeah, I've heard his shit.
I like him.
But I wouldn't know him like that.
But he, I don't know. He was doing too much.
Yeah, that was just a little weird. I was just like, is this fate? I couldn't even believe it at first. Like, I like it. I love it.
He lost his shit.
I mean, he ain't ugly.
I mean, if the nigga, you knew Will was there, nigga, the whole, everybody knows Will's there. Why are you letting yourself fall in love, you little sucker?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Shit.
But it ain't all him, neither. Like, how did he get the chance to fall in love? You know what I mean?
She's giving up that thing. She probably only wanted to get smashed.
Mm-hmm. And Will probably was, he wasn't probably expecting that, you know?
Yeah.
He was probably, like, being their mentor, or, you know, thinking they're mentoring him or something, so they let him get in close, so he got close.
She's mentoring.
I don't think Will did not know either.
You think he knew?
Jada said he had an addiction to pills.
Maybe. Shit. He ain't stupid, so I'm just like, come on. Come on now.
Solo said, lover lust is a gray area.
It is, because you can feel like you're in love like a motherfucker. Remember that girl? We was talking about a girl I used to talk to, and now she's all ugly and shit. But man, I used to think she was fine. For real, I did. And then like, you see, I'm like, what the fuck? Thank God, I would not have been able to run you through that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, people do get confused about that.
Yeah. Real, because even if they not like, you know, fell off or nothing, they just might not be attractive like you thought.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They might look exactly the same. You like, damn, you're not even bad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They said, dream about you. Nah.
All right. But again, when you're younger, you got that golden lens over your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything's shiny. Mm-hmm. Catches your attention.
I know.
Yeah, back in the day, girls who used to wear lip gloss and shit,
mm-hmm.
that shit used to be like, it was just a thing or some shit. Like, lips. Them lips. I can't even go kissing bitches. Yeah, you want to just be like, your lip is nice.
Yeah. Oh my god.
That's funny. All right. Well, Shay, I guess we got that one there. Let's get into the sponsor real quick.
Thank you, Solo.
Not anymore. KNOTTEDAMORE. Check it out on Instagram. Check it out on Facebook. Check it out on Etsy. You know what I'm saying? You got a baby birthday coming up. Take you something with you. You got a little baby shower on the way. Take you something with you. You know what I'm saying? Hey, play a podcast. All right. So, social media relationships. Do y'all feel like mm-hmm. there are people in relationships, in public relationships on social media mm-hmm. that are only for social media?
Yes.
Most definitely.
Oh, all right, so what are some signs?
You don't need to post everything. Mm-hmm. You don't care that your man is going to the store.
Going looking sexy and
nothing wrong with hyping up your man, but
yeah, hype him up. But dang, you don't got to post. He going to the store looking good.
So overextending yourself. Mm-hmm. So okay, because it does. I think it takes me out of the space. If I think to stop and record some shit, or even stop and just Facebook some shit, I'm probably just sitting my ass around. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm in the moment, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying, actually doing what the fuck I'm about to Facebook or whatever mm-hmm. the fuck, I'm not gonna do that shit. That's gonna fuck up the moment.
Right.
Well, if you're really enjoying the moment, you're not even really thinking about Facebook.
Right. Exactly.
Right. When I'm in the moment, I'm not thinking, hold on, let me go grab my phone, take a picture, post it on social media so everybody can mm-hmm. see it. I really don't care.
And then get back to the lineup. Like, what? No.
Post on this and they're doing nothing. Like,
right. mm-hmm. The picture and the, you know, video is the highlight of the whole day, probably.
She mm-hmm. says it's called the fakers of the form. See, like, because of right here. Them mm-hmm. niggas been together twice as long as we've been alive. It's like, now I'm just playing.
Like, you're trying to call her whole?
Right.
Because you ain't that old. Nah, but her and her man, they've been together since, like, I think they had a picture from, like, 95 or something. I'm like, god damn, man. Mm-hmm. I was in elementary school, and y'all niggas was hugged up. You know what I'm saying? Like, but she don't do that shit.
Right.
She don't be like, oh, my husband. When his mm-hmm. birthday come around, or if he do something slick or something, she'll be like, oh, my God, he's making me. You know,
right.
She do, because she's like that too. She's mm-hmm. a girly girl, like mm-hmm. my mother, so you know. Right. But still, she don't overextend herself. Like, keep reminding us that they together. Like, nigga, we know.
Right.
Especially me, I live around the corner. Like, I know.
I know it is when we all watch it, and it's like, damn, we kind of feel like we're part of your relationship now.
Right.
Right.
He's gonna leave us.
He's gonna leave us.
He had the good job.
It's just sad. For me, right. I feel like when the women do it, you're giving other women ammo on how to come at your man.
Because mm-hmm. now they okay. know everything he likes, where what he likes goes, to do,
right,
what
exactly.
he likes to wear. Mm-hmm. Oh, he likes to stay clean. He's always at the barbershop.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
You know?
Then here comes those mysterious friend requests on his page.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. You tagging him right. and everything.
Mm-hmm. That's funny as hell. So, damn. I mean, yeah, because sometimes I'll be like, you know, it's cool to do it for the person, I guess, you know, if you want to do it publicly. Mm-hmm. But damn, nigga, sometimes you be just, niggas be bombarding us, man.
Right.
And just be like, I don't know, I guess. Sometimes I be thinking that lust, like you said, the lust, whoever said it on your comments,
mm-hmm.
it be that. They probably be up in that. Mm-hmm. You know, y'all open and shit and loving every little thing they do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He said, but I feel like some people need to see others' moments to feel some connection that they don't have.
Mm. Would that be kind of revelating in people's faces?
Right.
That's kind of why
is that my obligation?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I get it, like, you kind of got to be able to appreciate seeing some shit you want.
Mm-hmm.
But
to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Like, every day, every other day, it's like you're trying to convince yourself at that point, to me.
Right.
No, real shit. Because for people like us, we've been with our other half forever. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? It seemed like it ain't that many of us. Mm-hmm. So when we do see some motherfuckers holding it down for each other, we'd be like, yeah, Nick.
Right.
Do your thing. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like, we ain't the only ones out here.
Yeah.
You know, but if there's like a serving space with that shit, man. Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Like, some people, when they post stuff, you can tell it's genuine.
Yeah.
Other mm-hmm. people are over the top.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Over the top.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying you can't share your relationship. Mm-hmm. I think you should, but, you know, some stuff should be private, right? Yeah. You know?
Yeah, definitely. That's why me and Taisha, our shit is not really her. Honestly, I don't post her because of her. She requested me not to post her. So I don't post her. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like that shit is like that. You know what I mean? Like, we got a lot of shit that we be doing. You know, we got a lot of shit that we done together. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if I say every fucking thing, niggas like, you know, annoyed y'all niggas will be. Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Then they'll be like, even y'all are faking.
Right.
Y'all are faking. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even the pictures. That's why we don't fight on there either, though. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We don't put a whole bunch of lovey-dovey. We don't put a whole bunch of, fuck that nigga, fuck her. Mm-hmm. We don't do that shit. You know, because that just opens the doors for other motherfuckers to get up in your thing.
Right. And that's.
Yeah. He said 97. Okay. My bad, me cousin. She said we grow through it all together. Feel me? Mm-hmm. Just don't give up on each other. You know? But.
And then if you know you're going to be with that person, don't be trying to cuss them out on Facebook and all that other crap. Like, knowing you're going to go right back. You know what I'm saying? Like, it defeats the purpose.
Right.
I know. I seen some fucked up shit with one of the homies, man.
The girl, she put it, I'm like, what the fuck is she doing? Like, what is you doing? My nigga, like, take this shit out. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? That's not what you, I get she's probably frustrated and shit. Mm-hmm. You know, but I'm like, come on. You going to have niggas on here running their fucking mouth. These niggas are gangster.
You know, get them into some stuff.
That's the first thing. As soon as I thought that shit, a nigga was on there like, oh, that nigga died. I'm like, okay, all right.
And that's nothing.
That's your government name, right?
And that's nothing. It opens doors. Like, a woman posts something, here comes a man, oh, you good? You all right? In the inbox, and then you're feeling weak and vulnerable. Mm-hmm. So it just. So
I do need someone to talk to.
Mm-hmm. Let me confide in him.
Him being mean to me.
But again, he knows how to,
And the man's going to say whatever you want to hear.
Exactly, because he knows how to get at you because all that stuff he's posting.
He know everything not to do. Instead of going to your nigga and telling him, you know, if you really want to make them work, I guess. But damn, it's crazy.
And then, too, I be seeing a lot of relationships where they be all happy in love, but then you see their spouse or whoever under other people's comments. I see that a lot.
In the inbox.
Mm-hmm.
I just be looking like,
oh, you looking good.
Happy 7-year anniversary. I'm like, didn't you just, you know what? I'm just
going to be honest. Y'all niggas, man, y'all niggas be being hot. I don't know how y'all niggas be living life like that. Nigga, y'all just look dangerous.
Be in a profile picture with that girl and other people's inboxes.
Right. Or they be having the same freaking page. They share a page.
That is weird.
That nigga don't understand Facebook.
Clearly, y'all don't. Right. Clearly, y'all don't trust each other.
Right. Bro, every bitch on his fucking thing.
She in the inbox right now. She's like, oh, hell no.
Yeah, y'all niggas got tight up, man, for real. I be seeing that shit like, bro, what are you doing? Nigga, you know everybody can see this.
Right. I don't care how.
I'm seeing it. We ain't sharing no page.
Right.
You feel that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't, I think some niggas just don't understand that shit. Mm-hmm. So, especially the older ones. Mm-hmm. The older niggas really don't understand. They be saying all kind of fucking shit. You remember, was you in that group chat when my uncle put that damn... That lady dancing butt naked.
Yes, everybody's all confused. Like, hold up.
Her little sisters, just nieces and nephews and shit.
That nigga bitch, I'm like, oh shit, Ray, what are you doing out there?
He's like, oh, my bad. My bad. I can see it like this. Like, who was you trying to send that to?
Right.
That shit was funny.
Social media is not for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
not at all.
Yeah.
And then they always ask us for help.
Yeah,
my coworker like that. You writing all these girls like, hey man, how do you delete her off my page and delete these pictures? I'm like, nah man, you tag. This is photos of you now.
That's not your power.
You're in trouble. You're about to get caught.
Yeah, you about to get caught, nigga. Yeah.
Brace yourself. If it's her house, just shit, go find you a nice little apartment.
Right. Yeah, it's over, bro.
It's over.
That shit be stabbed. And then the ladies be screenshotting shit.
Oh, we screenshot everything.
I remember when that shit first, right. Well, when y'all first started saying it. I'm sure y'all was probably already doing it, but I remember when y'all first started saying it, like, screenshot. Like, oh, shit.
Game changer.
Like, hey, bitch, right. give me that.
We got receipts now.
Back in the day, it was three ways. Now it's screenshot.
Right.
Three way used to be some shit, boy. That girl pop up on the thing. Ah,
oh, man.
So you just gonna do this?
Talking to her. That's all I got. Oh, yeah. I think we was talking about the last podcast, and I was talking about old girl's sister, and they hit me up. Are you fuck with that girl? I was like, yeah. And then she was all through. Like,
oh, man. I heard you. It wasn't me.
That was my friend.
The text was start flying after that. Fuck you. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like the fact because the girl I was talking to, I don't know, somehow her and this other girl, even though I wasn't even over there for that girl, you know what I'm saying? I just had to be over there because my nigga was going over there for her friend. So obviously I was fucked up situation, but yeah. So I went over there. This motherfucker, man, she's like fucking with me more than usual. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, girl, your ass usually be acting prude, nigga, and I got a girl right now, you know. So I'm like, but she's getting close. You know what I'm saying? She's trying to do her shit. I'm like, bitch, and then I see this phone. Call it, nigga. She was making a call.
Hit you up.
Yeah, because she was like, it was weird how she was doing it. I was in a chair. She was just, it was just too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, your energy is different, too. Mm-hmm. You usually don't act like that, you know? Mm-hmm. You usually let me come to you and
that's
shit.
That's what I feel. That's childish.
Yeah. That part, that's and then it was her. My girl started calling me. Like, the whole night. I couldn't answer the phone. Like, I ain't about to. I'm not doing it. She would not stop calling. My nigga, it was 8 in the morning, and she was still actively calling. The next day, that shit started at like 12 or 11.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah, she was mad. Man. Mm-hmm. But she had already fucked up, so. She was on her way out the door anyway.
See, that's why you gotta be slick and click over and call the person you're on the phone with. See if they're lying with you. Wasn't nobody catching me up, okay?
Bring me your ass. See, but I ain't never really had to. Kind of, you know, I was always kind of just doing my shit. Mm-hmm. Most of them girls, I really wouldn't let them have me like that. There was a couple, you know, that was able to be like, you know, that was my girl and shit. But for the most part, like, man, like, y'all bitches for all these niggas. I heard about you sucking dick in the bathroom. Hell no, you can't be my girl.
Man.
Shit. I've seen people fight and air out everything. You feel me? That shit, I've been feeling bad for niggas when they do that shit. Like, stop doing that.
Don't fight on social media?
Yeah. Like, like a husband and wife or something. Like, you did
all the time.
This.
I ain't even gonna lie, I get entertained. I start kind of pages.
Who is this? That tag person. Right, I see. Right, I be on every time I record.
Check out that page, like, okay, that's the auntie. Okay.
Okay. All right.
That's the best friend. Okay. Right.
That shit be happening.
For real.
We're gonna keep our eye on the situation. We'll be back in a little bit.
It's always one crazy ass cousin, like, oh, shut all this shit down. Y'all ready? My cousin. I fly out there.
Where she at?
Always the girls, too.
Yeah, there's always the girls. Who's gonna run up on?
Yeah. Like, goddamn, there'd be videos and shit, bitches fighting. That was a thing for a minute.
Yeah, I miss those.
I kept seeing people I know, like, damn, girl, I thought you had hands. That's not.
That's not.
Damn.
I do miss those videos.
That shit used to be kind of cracking. Like, we just kind of, we was a little too soon. Because we had fucking phones and shit, but they record wasn't popping like that. Mm-hmm. It wasn't nothing like that, so.
Not even close.
We had a lot of shit. We could have some shit. Some crazy ass videos. It's a good thing we didn't have that shit.
Right. You just think about it, like, what would have been on there?
Oh, man. Nigga. I'll tell you what would have been on there. And them bitches sucking dick and niggas' wives. He'd be like, she'd be sitting next to her husband like, oh, fuck. Nigga just throw it out there like, that's your girl, my nigga. For real, there's niggas who do that shit. Females post about the baby daddy being gay. Oh, goddamn.
Oh, I've been seeing that too, man.
I've been seeing that.
And see, that's why I asked that question. Niggas was getting mad at me and shit. Cause where the fuck is Candace? Candace was talking shit. I'm like, nigga, I'm just saying. I'm just posing the question. Are you more of a man if you come out here and be like, I'm gay, everybody? I'm not saying I need to know personally. I don't really give a shit. But is it better for everybody to know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't put the girl through that.
Thank you.
So don't put your boys through that. They're probably
right.
You know, like, spend a night at your house and stuff like, hey, don't stop the night.
Right. Now you gotta rethink your whole
stay
life.
Stay the week. Stay the week. You know, shit, stay forever.
You might need to go home.
Yeah.
Like, No disrespect to the gays, but man, you gotta kind of put that out there. That shit messy too, because then it's the other gay people who's exposing those men. And right. You're so killed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like that one dude that used to be out here. What's his name? Ray Ball. And he was. I don't know if you've seen that shit, but everybody, he was doing all kind of niggas from different hoods, and he was posting them and.
Huh? Oh, is that fucking shit you showed me? That shit fucked my life up, nigga. Why you should fucking go sit there and show me a picture of a nigga getting fucked in the shower?
You know what?
Was it that shit? I don't know. What you're talking about? She's like, it's a Park Hill nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And kept saying, I'm like, hey, nigga, I don't know that nigga, okay? Yeah. Yeah. Especially from that angle.
He was riding them. It was crazy. You know, I was like, whoa, I can't watch this.
I was like, whoa. Nigga, Tasha, don't ever do that to me again, all right?
See,
that shit fucked me up. I couldn't believe it. Oh, see,
this is where trust issues start.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, you actually gotta, for the ladies, you really gotta dig into a man's background. There's a lot of suspects. Mm-hmm. A lot of suspects.
Niggas be gangsters too, bro.
That's the thing. You wouldn't even know.
You real cheap, bro.
And then that goes into the whole relationships on social media, because they'll have a girl on social media, but they'll have a man, you know, and behind the scenes.
So you piss that man off, and they just as messy, man. Mm-hmm. And we all gonna know.
Yeah. Real talk. Damn.
I would be so sick.
Wasn't there a nigga, it's similar to what you were saying, but I think he was like more famous or something. He was like doing that shit, calling niggas out, and niggas, didn't they kill him or some crazy shit? Some niggas tried to kill the nigga.
I don't know who that is.
I wonder why niggas do that though. Like, why are you fucking, you already fucking a nigga. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, you already done it.
Right.
My nigga, you need to accept that shit.
Yeah, you gotta come out with him. Like,
nigga, I can't even go up in the butt, bro, because there's shit in there. That's nasty. I don't want shit on my dick.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going up in the butt. I'm not. Fucking around.
That's
trying
to, you know.
Yeah. Nigga, I almost threw up, nigga.
Oh, man. No.
So I know. You know what I'm saying?
That is an exit, not an entry.
Thank you, Brittany. Like, telling me again. But it seems like niggas like butt more than... Niggas talk about butt like it's better than pussy.
Yeah, they do.
Pussy.
That's crazy. Oh,
they do trick for everything. That's why you gotta test them in the bag.
Why would I do that?
I'm about to smash some cheeks while you know. I ain't gonna go that far.
Cheeks always been more. Better. Right? Yeah,
it's always on.
Like I said, I tried it because you know we watched the porno. It looked like it's the same. They be smashing.
No, it does not.
It do from a man's perspective because we just sticking the dick in. But nigga. You about to have a smelly situation going on. That's a fucking butt. I'm tell you now. It's nasty, man.
All
so
y'all to do ain't
that's just me.
Do you like it? Right. Why do you like it?
Yeah, ask them niggas. Ask them niggas if they be fucking in butts.
Oh my God, he wants to know if y'all like anal. Do y'all like anal?
Should y'all be playing with it?
Okay, what? Well, I don't.
Who on here? Who on here? Your cousin? I know you don't do that nasty shit. Females be on the
But see, that's
too.
Why you gotta test. Oh, see, shit.
Right. Yeah, females
you gotta be test them in the bed.
So hold on, because somebody was trying to.
Get a hold on, what you mean? Like females be like having their man and then.
No, she acting like.
Being frank. Because there's a lady out here trying to take advantage of you.
Oh, yeah. But we know someone.
Who's undercover gay?
I mean, not undercover, but you know, their friend likes them. Try to get them to do the do. Oh, messy world.
Okay. I have stories. Her stories about their new cousin. Tell your story. What happened?
She said, "He said, tell your story."
Somebody try to get the case.
That's crazy.
Like, try to fuck my cousin.
Now I ain't gonna answer.
Yeah, they didn't answer. Right like here.
See,
I don't know if they like anal.
They probably heard me talking like, nope, I don't like that shit.
Ain't nobody gonna say this now.
That shit. Two thumbs down for anal.
and you know what's crazy? I think a lot of dudes will come out of the closet if people didn't down it. Like they down those situations.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah. Oh, you want to do it in the butt? Nope, this exit only. And then all of a sudden, you got to listen to know damn well they didn't have fantasies about doing some girl in the butt or something.
Right,
no,
go down their search history.
That probably just happened on them comments.
You'd be surprised what you find.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
That's bad.
Damn, bro. I mean, because like I said, we see the shit. I thought it would be the same, but it's not, in case you haven't done it. So,
You've been warned, my nigga.
But I'm how is it gonna be the same when it doesn't get wet?
Because in the pornos, there's no boo boo on the nigga.
No, yeah.
But in real life, nigga, boo boo on me.
That's nasty. And people be like, "Oh, you gotta do enemas and stuff." I'm not.
What? Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. To clean it,
clean you out.
You have to clean it. That's why it's clean like that.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll make for a bad porno. But it's just like that's just like what I'm saying, like how people frown on it. Just like when they talk about, men like to get their ass ate, and they're like, no, not at all. But that spot right there above, like
that's what they say.
They be hitting, but dudes back like they don't do. Oh, I don't like that shit. And then next thing you know, like, that's gay. Any butt play is gay. And I'm like,
hold up, what you talking about? Okay,
the sheet. Yeah, the goats, yeah.
See, that's why you gotta test the man in the bed. Right? Like, let me see if he.
I ain't gonna lie, I never tried it.
I never tried it.
But I'm like, is it that bomb of a nut? Like, but I gotta go through my butt to get it? I don't wanna do that.
What do you do to that?
Well, they said that. Like when girls say they go down there, and everybody be trying to frown because some dudes be like, no, I don't like that shit. And,
but do they lick the gooch? I'm not going past your balls. I'm sorry. It's just not.
Right. So is it like
what is down
butt
there?
The skin, like between.
Right.
From my understanding, it's the skin in between.
So kind of like the girl between the.
Mm-hmm. What is this? The ladies be saying strictly dickly. That's what you is.
I mean, but the gooch is. I mean, you still got space before they get to the ass. So as long as they stay in that area, you're good. Good shit. I know some freaking tits that done that. I'd be like, whoa. And then you just start shooting across the room. Just
but that's the thing. Do they be licking with it, playing with it?
They took their tongue on it.
So we might be talking about something. I was thinking of something different then.
I was thinking about the G-spot for the men.
They do say the male G-spot is in this. I don't know that.
So the gooch thing,
listen here.
Gooch is okay.
Because remember that nigga? We talked about that shit. That nigga was on. I was on Clubhouse, bro. Like, and this nigga was on there like, y'all niggas need to just try it.
Right. Y'all agree? Yeah, gooch lick. It's not true, but I don't know. Do you like your gooch lick?
He said the girl forced.
It doesn't really make y'all
in his ass while she was sucking his dick.
Oh,
see now.
Thank you. That's what I told. I was like, you nigga got raped. He said he liked it. He thought about it later and liked it.
But shit, I work with a chick who has done that to men, and she's like very exclusive. She's like, hey, me and her has been cool forever, like because we worked together. For, like,
she does like a service.
Just men, random men that she didn't date it. You know that she's
okay.
And every man that she didn't date it, she didn't. Right in there.
Are you fucking serious? Oh yeah, serious?
She's like, oh yeah, she said I learned a lot about you because I want to take you serious after that.
Not me neither.
Oh, man. I'm still not sticking.
Big ass nigga getting
you know what. No.
So does that mean gay? Is gay butt or what? What is gay? Man liking man or just the sexual act is gay?
Think it's because think about it, like you know, like if two men are doing it right, you know, I'd be like, oh, the one giving it is not the one. Yes, you are, because you're still a man. Yeah. Right. So
you're hard. A man made you hard, bro. You're gay.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Cause honestly, I don't need to see sex in porns and shit. I just watch the girl do her thing to herself. You know what I'm saying? For real. Like, I really don't need. I got a dick. Like, hey, you know. So fuck it. But yeah, if a nigga is making you excited and shit, you probably gay, my nigga.
Yeah, that's a little bit too much.
The gooch is crossing the line. There's other ways to make a man orgasm.
Going in my butt. You got that right. You can't see yourself doing it.
No, I'm talking about the gooch.
And it has to be clean. Remember, what was Dustin them saying? The gooch grease and some kind of like crumbs and stuff. Yeah. Somebody said, I ain't going to say who. There was some crumbs that, see now, that right there.
And then crumbs of what?
It has to be exactly. Shit. Yeah, crumbs of shit and then the sweat mixed together. Makes gooch grease. Have y'all ever heard of that gooch grease?
Is that an Urban Dictionary?
What the fuck? You niggas are nasty, bro. You really walking around like that? You don't like clean? You know what? There's a video. Oh man, I should have saved that fucking video. But there's this little girl. She looks like she's probably like 14, 15.
Mm-hmm.
She's going around her high school asking all these little niggas, like, she said, when you wash, do you go in between your butt cheeks?
Mm-hmm.
All them little niggas was like, hell no. No. Why would I do that? I'm like, what the fuck? It was one little nigga. He was like, ain't you supposed to? She was like, thank you. She all hugged him and shit, like, oh, thank you.
And that's funny because me and my best friend was talking about that yesterday because she was being funny. She's like, because I was in the shower and I was talking to her on the phone, and she's like, oh, so doing you shower, do you go between your cheeks? I said, I hope so. Right. And she was like, ain't you supposed to? Yes. She's like, it's crazy when you ask a guy that, they'd be like, hell no, this is gay. And I'm like, oh, that's nah, great. Nah,
that's why you smell like that, my nigga. You smell like straight ass out
here. Oh, if I'm messing with you, you better be washing between your butt. My mom told me that shit better be locked in 10 minutes.
Get your ass in here. Show ass in between them cheeks and wash, wash, wash. See, y'all niggas, nigga.
See, that's the thing, though. Like, and then men always talking about, oh, girl stuff stink. Y'all be throwing it off, too.
Shave your balls, bro.
Dude, I be smelling.
Shave your ball hair.
I say it almost every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of niggas don't do that shit. Just shave them.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you're not going to wash yourself.
Yeah.
Does hair be holding shit?
Yeah. Spit. Crumbs. No,
hey, I looked at that too. The goose grease. Oh man, I didn't know that was a real thing.
What does it say?
A thin, musky film of grease which collects in the goose region of the men's body. His goose felt wet.
What the fuck?
I can feel the goose grease. What the fuck?
Yeah. I can feel the goose grease.
Nigga, that's about to make me throw up.
Because you know that nigga stinks. I know he stinks. That nigga probably been running around, working and shit, shitting, not wiping his ass. You know what I'm saying? You probably smell so disgusting, my nigga. Pits and slits.
Hygiene is so important.
Definitely.
Little foul pits and stinking slits. No judgment, it's cool. She said, I heard the same, but my husband got more than hostile. Whole session was over. He said, I was being disrespectful. Yeah, you and that nigga, that's a man ass man. I don't know what the fuck you was thinking, shit. I'm surprised you didn't football your ass.
Oh my God.
Stay away from my motherfucking ass. For real.
Who said that?
Big Cat LaToya. Her husband, that nigga's like, he still plays football to this day. This nigga's like 40 something.
Oh, he's still playing?
Hell yeah, and he still plays football. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you was thinking.
Keep his ass in shape, though.
The whole session was over. You fucking right, nigga. Mm-hmm. That's funny. Damn, nigga, that's crazy. How the hell did we get there from?
I was talking about dudes getting exposed on social media.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how we got the goose grease, but I'm kind of glad we did. Now I know something different. Now I know something new.
But watch out for that shit. Keep it off me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you niggas named it and shit. You fond of it, bro? That's nasty, man.
Make a special deodorant. That could be a business venture.
Powder or something. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. They're lazy. We might need to make wipes for these nasty niggas.
Oh, man.
Ew. That's just
nasty.
Man wipes.
Ew. Just man wipes. Hey, there we go.
Bitch wipes. Bitch wipes. Nigga, like, come on, man. I just can't fucking imagine myself. Like, if my butt is sweaty, I fucking go and wipe that shit. Even if I don't shit or nothing. If my butt cheeks are sweaty, I go and fucking wipe that shit, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's, I don't give a fuck if it's the middle of the day. I just, anything in my ass, nigga, it's got to go. Especially if it's wet. These niggas be
right.
Niggas
right. He just makes everything sound like to the extreme.
Right. Because I'm just like, how are you living that way, man?
I don't know.
Come on, man. You know.
These niggas not showering up before his sexual sessions? Or, you know?
That's another thing. And then you putting sex on top of that. Now her body's all mixed in with your gooch grease. Cooch grease.
That's too close. Like, why are you going past the ball? Like, what made you want to go? You know what?
I think the booty hole, this is my theory. Mm-hmm. I believe that it is placed where it's at on purpose. You know what I'm saying? Away from your fucking face, my nigga. It's a stinky thing. It's supposed to expel waste and stuff your body don't need. That's why it's behind you.
Yeah.
Your mouth is not supposed to come into contact with your butt, and nobody's mouth is supposed to come into contact with your butt. Like, you're just built, like, to not be able to do that. You know what I'm saying? So why the fuck are you doing that shit? Why are niggas playing with their butts and shit?
I don't know. Something happened. I don't know. I think it might be something in the water or something like that. I don't know.
That's because what was it? Eating groceries was a thing.
Oh, eating groceries. Yep. After she came up saying that, everybody was like, "Oh yeah, you got this."
It's the cool thing to do.
I know it's a nigga out there that threw up fucking around. I know it is. Gotta be, nigga. Ain't no way. Porn made me want to experience. Porn made you want to experience what? What are you talking about?
A lot of weird stuff on here.
Oh, the girl going crazy over that shit. I ain't never done it.
I can't bring myself to doing that. I'm sorry.
Even if she looks good. Yeah, I don't care how drunk. She can look as good as she wants, but it's like, it's just something about the ass, man.
What if y'all eat her out and then you actually accidentally just slip?
Nah, don't do that.
I heard about that happening.
It happens.
Eddie Griffin said that, but nah. I'm very careful when I do my duties.
You have to focus, huh? You're drunk as hell trying to focus.
That's it. That's probably a time when it could happen. Mm. I get nasty sometimes.
All right.
Right,
man.
Moment number two.
Oh, that explains the kids now. We see what happens.
Yeah, man. We had a long run. And dip it in. But yeah, so. Yeah, I guess, man. I don't know. I guess if you're gay and you don't want nobody to know, I guess I would understand, because the old school niggas, they do have a zero tolerance policy for sissies, is what they call them.
Better be some of them, too. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, nigga.
Yeah.
Hey, especially, just think if it's your dad and shit. OG or something. Mm-hmm. That's nigga. Or whatever, you know what I'm saying? He's just an old black man. Like, I'm sure that's got to be uncomfortable, man.
Or the niggas that spend a lot of time in prison. Who's done that? Like I said, I got a homeboy now that they were putting out there like that. You know, you're a killer. You're a real killer. That's why he's in prison. Mm-hmm. And when he called home, it was just like a conversation that we had to have. Like, hey, bro, what's up with this shit? And he was just like, man, nobody told me how to do a license, bro. He was like, shit, I fucked up. Yeah. I wasn't taking it, but I was giving it. I'm like, oh, man.
I mean, oh my God, that's kind of hard, because I mean, you ain't never finna, unless it's like a CO or something. You ain't never finna touch no.
I know. That's a whole thing. Fuck no. I mean, I don't know. I can't say.
I mean, to be honest, if I had a license, I'm pretty sure I would just suicide, because I ain't coming out. I ain't about to be kicking it all day.
Yeah, niggas. I don't like niggas.
As long as your kids can visit you, nah, it'll be a fair amount. You can visit me up there.
So y'all just use your hand the whole time? You don't think that you'll turn gay. Or at least maybe you're not gay, but you want to feel that, you know, like the real deal.
I mean, all right, I ain't been to jail like that. I only been to the Gillian for one night, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, but being in there, I get it. I see what's up. I already felt myself, like, you know what I'm saying, switching over, like, yo, nah, nigga, why the fuck is you looking at me, my nigga? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? For real. And I was already on the edge of it. We on the east side. All these niggas is Crips. Like, nigga, I'm clearly a blood, you know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas, so I'm not even about to be in no sex mode. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to see who the fuck I gotta fight first and shit. Yeah. That's how I felt, because niggas was like, it was, I'm like, damn, nigga, I ain't know it's like this. Like, I might have to fight today or some shit, because these niggas will not take their eyes off me.
Which is like, sad,
you know what I'm saying?
Which is sad that they eliminated conjugal visits in the prisons, because it was probably a lot of good dudes until they took that away. So now the human body does have to pleasure itself, and eventually, I think if you sit there for a long time, you start to see shit differently.
Right.
So especially, they probably do. And now you got these dudes who are dressing like women.
That's what
happens. And so they're probably like, oh, well, fuck it. You know, I ain't going nowhere. Right? Or they ain't gonna never find out at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fuck.
So I'm like, okay, y'all wouldn't do it.
Bro, I don't know.
Would you get head?
No.
A man. I don't want a man touching me, touching my penis. Nothing.
So what about after 5 years?
No.
I'm a probably
10 years.
20 years.
I mean, I don't know. I can't say. You know what I'm saying? I have never really you never let me be like so horny that I'll just fuck anything. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm in jail and all that, and we probably get in a trip, or it might be cool, and I don't fucking know. You know what I'm saying? But whatever I get locked into, I might start getting horny eventually. But I don't know if I can have sex with a man. I don't know if I can do that. I don't think my dick would get hard, honestly. Even if I was like, you know what, fuck it, I ain't got nothing else to try. My dick would probably be like, nigga, you tripping? What are we doing, nigga? Get your ass back in that cell.
That's hard.
Yeah, that's definitely a tough situation.
So what about for a woman?
She said,
do you think you would?
No.
Oh, for real? Yeah, so. What's up, Tamar?
Just the environment is so dirty. I don't like dirty.
I used to call my little sister faggot. I didn't even know faggot was a bad word, y'all. I did not know that shit. I thought faggot was like, I thought a faggot was just like a bitch ass nigga.
Yeah, that's what I thought back then, too.
I just thought it was a bitch ass. So we're going to bring that back here. We're going to rename faggot so we can start using it again. Okay, it don't mean gay. Okay, a faggot can be a gay nigga. But a gay nigga ain't always a faggot. Just say that.
Wait, what?
Because a faggot is like a bitch ass nigga. When I would use it, I'm like, you a faggot ass nigga. Uh-huh. It wasn't necessarily gay.
Yeah, back then it wasn't. But now this world is so sensitive to shit that. Sensitive to words, that
it's like they took the word.
I think everybody just want to compete with the N word because N word's always been sensitive, but we ain't never been that soft either. Like somebody call you that, you hit them in their shit. And now got somebody faggot, they want to cancel you and all kind of shit. Yeah.
It's like nobody was even talking about y'all. Faggot is just a fucked up, you know, it's a word we use for suckers. She said, dang, all I wanted to do was wash his back in the shower because I tried to wash the booty. That's what you get. That's not your area.
Yeah, that's when you got to hit the rag back. Like, here you go. You take care of it.
Your assignment is in the front of the body. Okay? Social media. I'll handle everything back there. She said, it's not to me, but it is to the sensitive gaze.
And then we asked, like, if you were in.
I know my brother, man. He was like, you can't say that shit. I'm like, what the fuck, man? I can't say that shit. That gay. Is that fact? Saying faggot is like saying nigga.
You're never going to touch. I was like, nigga. So
you a faggot. So because he is gay though. You know what I'm saying? He,
it's a hard question. Like, what do you do?
He did some gay shit one day. You know what I'm saying? He said some gay shit. I was like, you know, cause I told that nigga like, Marcus, do what you do. You feel me? But nigga, don't be like telling me about your escapades, bro. I'm not interested in that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can talk about stuff or whatever. But
Denver.
Not no. This nigga said he was riding dick or something. Like, fuck me up. Yeah, fuck me up, bro. I was like, why you do that? Mm-mm. She said, we say it to each other. I hella said that shit one time. I wrote a fucking status. I was like, now I know how it feels to be white because, you know, we can say nigga, but they can't. So it's like the gay niggas, they be calling each other faggot and shit. And we can't call them that.
Oh, damn.
No fucking ass. Is that how they talk to each other?
I know.
Sexuality and race. Mm-hmm.
Did they talk to each other like
but
that?
We definitely call
the gay is calling
thank you,
each other faggots.
Thank you, my nigga. Know. That's my fucking thing.
I don't know.
I don't like that they try to align them two things. You know what I'm saying? Gay, you're. All right, I'm going to stop saying that because I did say you're choosing to be gay. I don't know if you're choosing to be gay. But that gay thing is like, you know, you kind of. That's something that you decide to do or some shit. You're not. We can't decide to be black, my nigga.
Mm-mm.
Or white or whatever or something else. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's pissing me off is how they. They're trying to make it the black agenda. Like that's for every race, not just the black people. And the way they're pushing it is that they're intertwining that with like Juneteenth. Like you always get that on Juneteenth. Mm-hmm. Like now it's Pride weekend. So what the hell, man? Like I'm fine. Like,
yeah, that's true. Put
that off another week. Put it off.
You know. Like, and then what? Because there was a Pride. Was it in June?
Yeah.
The one that they used to have downtown.
Mm-hmm.
The Pride Festival.
Yeah, I know it was in the summer. Yeah, you're right, man. And that shit, boy, I remember we fucking got stuck down there one time when that thing was happening. It was thongs and shit everywhere. I'm like, what the fuck? It's crazy, nigga. Crazy. Sexuality, yeah, real shit. Well, shit, man. Damn, nigga. Oh, man. I don't know. If a nigga who is willing to come on here and, or even comment, you know what I'm saying, and say, like, if you've done that shit, what made you do it, my nigga? How'd you become okay with that shit? Because I can't see myself getting past the shit smell.
Mm-mm.
I can't. It's going to kick. It's going to get me every time.
What if something traumatic happened?
Like
in childhood?
That's what I think.
To make you okay with that?
Yeah.
Because if that was your first sexual experience, you know, you're not going to think nothing's wrong with that.
Especially if you liked it.
And then they're saying the man's G-spot's back there, so...
Damn, so hold on.
You know,
you're saying,
so they might have been turned on.
You might not even have been gay.
Mm-hmm. But then you had that experience.
That's sad, too. That's something that the black community doesn't like to talk about is like how these uncles were doing that to these kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Sweeping it under the rug.
That's why I be like the way I am with my nieces and shit. I be on their ass. On them. They see me, it's like seeing your daddy. Yep, nigga.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm so glad. Like, everybody's kind of open now.
you know, back in the day, it's like, oh, keep it on the hush. Mm-hmm. We don't want to talk about it. Right. You know, everybody tried to uphold their image. Mm-hmm. And it damaged a lot of people.
Yeah. Put that shit out there.
So sometimes it's not even the man's fault.
You know? That's true.
They might just really think, you know, you it's okay.
Take advantage of you. Mm-hmm. You don't know nothing. He's like, you a sexy little boy.
Right.
This grown ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you. That's sick. Nigga, that's some faggot shit. You a faggot, my nigga.
That's sick.
You a fucking faggot. Once the agenda is complete, there will only be one class. I don't even want to identify as human anymore because these people are weird. I hear you saying that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're damn nigga. And you trying to wipe us out? It seems like
pretty much
with all these different things and stuff. You know,
male, female, X. What is X?
Get everybody sick. Like, make them die. Of COVID.
Just prefer not to say. What happened to that? Like
what?
When you choose male, female, and now they have X. What happens to just prefer not to say? Yeah.
So fucking weird, man.
Like, what is X?
You gotta let her. You gotta let the baby choose or something like that. No, that's like, no. What?
How? They have it grew up and had a penis, or it grew up and has a vagina. Girl, it's not hard, nigga. Mm-hmm. That shit drives me crazy with them doing that shit.
It's too sensitive. I'm getting tired of it. So yeah, so I feel like whoever said that about the human race, I'm tired of it.
Because
it's like,
welcome to the world.
Yeah, you can't, because it's like, you can't really be an individual. You kind of got to identify with some shit, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, or, and if you don't, like, that's what I'd be like, I don't give a fuck about none of this shit. They still group you with some shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you don't give a fuck about
it. I think people just got bored. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Started making stuff up. Right.
Yeah. I'm like, how is there so many different categories to the gay thing? That shit's driving me nuts.
Man.
Like, what are the descriptions? I need some descriptions, because I don't know what nobody is there.
No offense, but they just keep adding letters. Like, what?
Yep. Like, every year, it's another letter to it.
And then the plus. The plus. What is
right,
that?
What's the plus? What does plus mean?
The rest of you.
No, seriously, I really want to know.
Plus sign.
Oh, the plus,
the plus mm-hmm. sign.
Oh, it must be like some subscription you got to sign up for or some shit. You got to pay for that one.
You feel me? Extra benefits and shit. Extra benefits. Or something like that. What the fuck? Well, shit. Since you got to work some shit. That's some real shit, man. For real. Well,
we got off topic. Yeah, sure.
Which I niggas want to talk about next week.
Right, what do y'all want to talk about next week?
The hell's going on with next week? We're going to hit it every week, too, man, because I was, you know,
Father's Day and shit.
Father's Day, nobody gives a fuck about Father's Day, so maybe we'll buzz the show.
Like I asked you a question, and then nobody answered me nothing.
Yeah, no one, they were silent the whole time. Well, not the whole time.
They're watching me, watching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they think about what they want to do to y'all.
See?
Okay.
Hey,
there's Twitter
on
everywhere.
Don't start blowing up the inbox talking to yourself. That's embarrassing too.
Look, a nigga did do that shit, huh?
Had a full conversation with himself.
Oh, Tyshia think because she looked at the shit or something, and then nigga said something else.
See y'all.
Like, yeah, baby, don't do me like that.
Join me next week,
later.
Sunday.
Yeah, I'm a related to politics. Gender is how society thinks you should act with your assigned gender.
Interesting.
Interesting.
But who cares what society thinks? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. True.
I know, because now they're trying to let the boys do girl stuff and girls do boy stuff. Even though we've always had tomboys running around, especially in Park Hills, a lot of little cute little tomboys.
Mm-hmm.
Should we some tight jeans? You know, so it's like we was kind of used to that, but the boys like, hey, nigga, what you doing with that dress off? You know, so well, shit, y'all. I guess we'll figure it out. We'll get it in. We're gonna chop it up. Shit, man. But look. Dre, shoot your shit, bro. Let's get the fucking Instagrams and all the socials out there.
Nah, shit, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Boxdate Thump. If you're looking for the some special coming.
Hell yeah. I know, nigga. You gonna do some visual shit? You gonna bust some improv shit?
You gonna be surprised. Stay tuned.
That's dope. I know that fool H has hit me, man. He was like, nigga, you wanna do some acting in a short film?
Yeah, I'm gonna be a part of that one too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell him, let me know. I send you my number. Shit. I know that nigga probably flying around somewhere though.
And that one movie I was telling you about, that Someone to Love, they're gonna bring it out here.
Oh, okay.
They're gonna bring it out here and premiere here. So.
Nice.
I was happy. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be a lot of connections. So shit, people show up to work with some nigga from Vegas and California.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I'm trying to. I mean, I want to meet everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? Good energy is to be shared and spread. You know, fuck it. Them niggas is on some shit. Let's get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got no lines for nobody out here except for the nigga that shot me.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it.
Fuck him.
Other than that. Everybody's welcome.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my
nigga. Like, fuck, I never was. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all good out here. So, fuck it, let's go. Especially the other states. I want to get to some of the states.
Mm-hmm.
But my bad, ladies. I cut y'all off. Go ahead and put your shit out there.
You can follow me on IG, TIEMARIE22.
Trisha, Bree, what you got for the people?
Instagram, POV of Bree.
POV, nigga,
tell me your name. Right, I'm like, POV, what?
That sounds freaky, nigga.
Yeah. Point of view?
Yeah. They do use that in a lot of photos.
No. Yes, that's Instagram shit. And Twitter handle, I think.
You know that nigga, Bosco. That nigga be talking about. He be saying, all right. Mukbang, he be saying all kind of shit. I be like, nigga, what is that? You watching some weird shit?
Mukbang.
I don't know. I just
it's said anything.
I'm like, I'm important.
Mukbang sex. Right. I don't know. I'm just talking shit.
Oh,
no, I was gonna say that. Yeah,
I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah, make sure y'all follow everybody, man. Goldmouth Twin, what it do, man? Dress clean. Hey, appreciate you, bro. Shout out to my big sister. She really love me.
Goldmouth something.
Goldmouth player. That's gonna be me too. I'm gonna be Goldmouth too, me. Once I start decorating myself, I need a couple more dollars though.
You want my full gold, huh?
Nah, I would just do a couple, like maybe 4 or 6.
I'll probably just do my fangs and that's it. Mm-hmm.
Fangs would probably be one of them. Yeah, or two of them.
I want to piss my mom off. Yeah, spend a lot of money on teeth.
That helped niggas out. Right, shout out to that nigga Tanner though. I sent you, nigga, get them fucking new teeth. That nigga said he spent 30 G's.
What? Yeah. Let me see.
What's his
page name?
Diamonds something. Williams. Who? I think it was.
Dollar I was just Williams?
Writing them. Adonis.
Adonis?
Mm-hmm.
I wrote him on his post like, boy, you invested 30 G's in yourself, nigga. Shout out to you. That's a player ass move. Like, that's some big bucks.
Adonis Tanner.
Yep. That nigga happy as hell about his new teeth.
Yeah, shit, I would be too if I spent that kind of money.
That's how I feel about this hand.
They look good.
He about to go live. He about to go live the whole time. Every day now.
Yeah, I'm sexy. I'm
smiling all in the camera like.
They look good though. They're not too big.
Right.
So.
That's one thing I did
notice. Definitely a good investment.
Them veneers, man. Y'all be niggas be getting the big ones or something like.
Right,
yeah,
like the horse.
Yeah, he killing him though. I ain't gonna lie. I'm like, shit, I'm gonna get my tooth pushed back. Shit, get this one straight. Go to the dude, have him do the shit. You know, cause I always been conscious of my fucking teeth. Mm-hmm. My dad, man, like you said, that dentist shit. He was not playing about that shit. Every 6 months, and I appreciate you. R.I.P. to my pops. Help me out. But shit, all right, y'all niggas can follow me. Choose from the six Instagram. Plays podcast on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? But hey, we appreciate y'all niggas coming through. Y'all keep it smooth. Y'all do y'all stay. And y'all keep saying, playa. Whatever, little cousin. I see you. I ain't know you changed your name today. Hey, but y'all niggas be smooth, man. Next Sunday, we're gonna get it in again, alright? Alright, go. Hey, playa, bye.